今天晚上我们要去查考的题目是讲章。
Tonight the topic that we're going to study is a sermon.
我们知道讲道在我们的教会的活动里面占了一个很重要的部分。
We know that sermons are a very important part of our worship.
但是我们也感受到说，道理听得越多，不见得越能够坚固我们。
But we can also sense that just because we listen to a lot of sermons, it does not mean that it will help us become established.
有时候我们会觉得自己的讲道没有什么力量。
Sometimes we may feel that our own sermons are not very powerful.
当然，我们也会觉得讲台上的力量逐渐的减少。
And sometimes we may feel that the strength that is on the pulpit is decreasing.
那既然讲道对我们整个教会的活动有这么重的分量，
and since sermons are weighted so heavily among the worshiping services of our church,
如果它逐渐的失去了能力，那整个教会呢也要跟着失去了能力。
Then if the sermon begins to lose strength, then the entire church may begin to lose strength as well.
我们要知道说，圣经并不是一个课程。
We must understand that the Bible is not a course.
圣经不是用学习来的。
We cannot learn the Bible.
因为它是一个生命之道。
Because the Bible is the way of life.
既然是生命之道，就必须要用生命来讲它。
Since it is the way of life, we must speak through life.
我们不能用我们的知识来谈论圣经。
We cannot merely use our knowledge to discuss the Bible.
我们只能用我们的生命来将它表达出来。
We can only use our life to present the Bible.
所以当我们逐渐地发现自己讲道失去了能力，
So when we begin to feel that we're losing strength in our sermon,
那我想一个很重要的原因是我们的生命不再是那么的光彩了。
Then I believe one reason is thatour life is no longer as bright anymore.
我想这个很难去作假。
I believe this is hard to explain.
当一个人的生命失去了这个属灵的色彩，
when a person's life loses the color of the spirit,
他的讲道呢，当然就会逐渐的暗淡下来。
Then his sermon will become less powerful.
所以我们必须要让我们的讲道能够恢复以前的能力。
So we must allow our sermons to regain the strength of the past.
这已经不再是要怎么去学习了。
And this is not about how to learn.
而是要怎么去生活出来。
But it is about how to live.
记得在二十年前，二三十年前呢。
I believe about 20 or 30 years ago.
应该就24年了，我想。
About 24 years ago.
那时候我从华国回去台湾。
I went back to Taiwan from France.
那我父亲呢？可能是恐怕我在国外的信仰没有什么照顾，所以呢，他特别带我到台湾的一些山区的教会去访问。
And because my father was afraid that while I was abroad studying, I would neglect my faith. So when I went back, he took me to the mountainous areas to visit different churches.
他可能也觉得说我道理已经听得够多了。
Perhaps he thought that I had listened to enough sermons.
因为我从小到大都在教会里面长大，而且都每天去聚会。
Ever since I was born, I was in the church, and every day I would go to service.
现在已经不再是谈道理的时候了。
It is no longer time to discuss sermons.
现在是要来看看怎么样将道理表达在我们的生活当中。
It is not time to discuss teachings, but how to present the teachings to our lives.
所以他就带我去访问一些他年轻的时候去传过福音的地方。
So he took me to visit the churches that he went to pastor when he was young.
我们首先到台湾的东部。
The first place we went to was the east side of Taiwan.
当然，他也没有告诉我说要去看什么人。
He did not tell me where we were going.
他也一路上没有对我有任何的一种教训的话语。
And while we were on our way, he did not give me teachings.
他只是不断地带我走，不断地带我看。
He just continued to lead me, to show me.
让我自己去思想。
To allow me to think.
让我自己去看见。
Allow me to see.
我记得我们去访问一个曾经被逼迫的一个教会。
I remember we went to a church that was once persecuted.
我想我们如果知道我们的教会的历史，我们都知道说在台湾初期的时候，三地教会曾经有人被杀害。
If we understand the history of our church, then we will realize that in Taiwan, in the beginning of our church, in the aboriginal areas, there were people who were killed because of their belief.
那因为那个部落呢，他们非常反对他们的族人来信耶稣。
Because their tribe was did not want the tribe members to be a part of our church.
所以他们的信仰非常的艰难。
So they were very strict in their own beliefs.
但是他们却非常的坚守他们的信仰。
They held on to their own, but however, our members held on to their own beliefs as well.
所以产生了许多让人很感动的故事。
So that scenario created many stories that were very touching.
比如说晚上他们要到深山里面去聚会。
Sometimes at night when they were going into the mountains to have service.
那神都用光来照着他们的道路。
God would use his light to shine upon their path.
当然因为逼迫逐渐的大了。
But because of the great persecution,
那个地方呢的人就决定要离开他们的部落。
The tribe members then decided that they would leave their own tribes.
我们要知道说台湾有九个族，三地有九个族。
We must understand that in Taiwan, there are 9 different tribes.
你如果离开你的部落，你就非常难生存的。
And if you depart from your own tribe, then it will be difficult for you to survive.
但是因为逼迫实在是太大了。
But because of the scale of the persecution,
甚至已经有弟兄姐妹被杀了。
That even brothers and sisters were killed.
所以他们就决定逃跑。
So our brothers and sisters decided to escape.
决定逃跑这个动作，今天对我们来讲好像是非常没有信心。
The act of deciding to escape, this act to us today, seems as if it is for those who are without faith.
我每次想到这个故事，都想到我们对以利亚的评判。
Every time I think about the story, I would think about our own critique of Elijah.
我们知道，当耶洗别要杀以利亚的时候
，We know that when Jezebel was going to kill Elijah,
以利亚一看这个光景不对，就逃跑了。
Elijah, when he realized this, he ran.
结果我们今天对他这个行为非常的不谅解。
So today, a lot of times we do not forgive him for this act.
我们总认为说他是没有信心的。
We always feel that he did not have faith.
甚至说他是因为骄傲才会这个样子。
Some even say that it is because of pride that he did this.
在前几天神这么跟他同工。
And days before God was working with him.
怎么现在看光景不对就逃跑呢？
Why is it now that the situation has changed and he runs away?
我想这是因为我们没有受过什么叫做苦难。
I believe this is because we have not experienced this kind of suffering.
受过苦难的人都曾经逃跑过。
Those who have endured suffering have all once escaped.
摩西逃跑过。
Moses once escaped.
耶稣基督也逃过。
Jesus once escaped.
保罗也逃过。
Paul once escaped.
这些人都受了很大的苦楚。
All of these people had to suffer and be persecuted.
但是我们永远不能去明白。
But we can never understand.
所以当这些三地的弟兄姐妹们决定要逃跑。
So when these Aboriginal brothers and sisters decided to escape,
如果你在那个地方，你怎么忍心责备他们没有信心？
If you were there at the time, how would you be able to criticize them for lacking faith?
你反而会看到这个逃跑是一个多么动人的美丽。
You would instead see that their escape is such a beautiful act.
因为逼迫太大了。
Because the persecution is too great.
所以他们就趁着晚上离开了他们故乡。
So by night, they would leave their own villages.
就是我们一批信徒就跑掉了。
So a group of our brothers and sisters escaped.
问题是到了山里面呢，就迷了路。
However, the problem they faced was after they entered into the mountains, they got lost, and they could not come out.
就在那紧张的时候呢，天使显现。
So that in that fearful moment, the angel appeared to them.
天使告诉他们说，你们要往上的一直走。
The angel spoke to them and said that you must continue to walk upwards.
他说有一辆卡车会过来。
A truck will come by.
这卡车会停下来。
The truck will stop.
你们就坐上卡车，卡车会带你们到应当去的地方。
Then you will get onto the truck, and the truck will take you to the place that you ought to be.
所以他们就遵照天使的指示往上爬。
So they followed the instructions of the angel and continued to go upwards.
在深山里面。
So that in this mountain,
在黑夜当中,
in the darkness,
他们逃命了,
they escape with their own lives.
结果这一辆卡车过来了,
so then a truck came by.
真的停下来了,
and truly it stopped.
他们就坐上去了,
so they all entered.
然后这卡车就让他们带到隔壁的一个城市,
and the truck,
一个部落里面,
the truck took them to a nearby village.
那里有我们的弟兄姐妹,
and in that village were brothers and sisters from our church.
看他们逃难过来了,
the brothers and sisters, when they saw them escape,
就将他们的家, 他们的田地让给他们,
they brought out their homes, they brought out their fields and shared with them.
然后他们自己呢, 再去外面再开垦,
they gave these to them, and then the brothers and sisters themselves would go out again and find somewhere else.
让他们住到苦难过去了,
so that these Aboriginal brothers and sisters could stay there until the persecution had passed.
我想这个故事今天应该是不会再发生了。
I believe this kind of story would not happen today.
甚至我们听起来觉得说应该是不可能吧。
We may even feel that this was impossible.
其实有很多事情我们已经不再觉得它应该是存在的。
But in fact, there are many things that we may feel they no longer exist.
我们已经忘记了我们教会曾经是一个非常温暖的教会。
We have forgotten that our church was once a very warm place. This kind of feeling we no longer feel.
那他们做完见证之后,
so after this testimony, these were all very elderly people. And I asked the brother who testified. We know that the native people, when they're older, the Aboriginals, when they're older, they gain a lot of wrinkles.
但是像勇士的皱纹,
but their wrinkles are like the wrinkles of a warrior.
好像他们曾经经过许多的征战,
as if they were part of many different battles.
在他们脸上布满了这些征战的记号,
that on their faces were the signs of the symbols of all these battles.
那我就去问他,
so I asked him.
我只是随口问一问而已,
I was just casually asking him.
我就说,
I asked him, what did the angel who appeared to you look like?
对啊,这位老弟兄看着我,
this old brother looked at me.
看到我之后, 他要看着天,
after he looked at me, he looked up to the heavens.
当他看着天的时候, 他眼睛充满了眼泪,
and when he looked up to the heavens, his eyes filled with tears.
变得非常的清澈,
and he became pale.
我那时候感觉到说他好像又在看天使一样,
at that time, I felt like he was once again seeing the angel.
因为整个脸变得那么的美丽,
because his entire face became very beautiful.
就像斯蒂凡看到天开了,
just like Stephen when he saw the heavens open.
众人看见他的脸像天使的脸一样,
the multitude saw his face as that of an angel.
他看着天, 然后就看着我,
after he looked up to the heavens, he looked at me.
他告诉我说天使长得非常的高大俊美,穿着白衣。
He said the angel looked like a very great, very beautiful one wearing a white robe.
这一幕我很难去忘记。
This moment was very difficult to forget for me.
那接着呢,这些当时受逼迫逃难的弟兄姐妹就到台前来唱诗。
Then after this, those brothers and sisters who escaped came forward to sing hymns.
他们选了一首208首。
They chose hymn 208.
我们知道208首这首诗非常的好听。
We know that hymn 208 is a very beautiful one.
我以前唱它都觉得非常的好。
Before when I sang this hymn, I always felt that it was very good.
但是等到这一批弟兄姐妹在唱的时候,
but after listening to these brothers and sisters sing,
他们的歌声是这么的不整齐。
And how unpleasant their singing was.
而且大家年纪都已经大了,
because of their old age.
但是我从来没有听过这么好的诗歌,
but I have never listened to such beautiful hymn before.
这也是我们今天已经忘记的方式了。
And this is a method of singing that we have forgotten.
我们忘记诗歌是用生命唱的, 而不是用技巧唱的。
We have forgotten that hymns are sung with life, not with technique.
所以当他们排一排在我们面前唱这首当号筒吹响点名的时候我必在其中,
so when they were stood in the front and when they sing the hymn, when the roll is called up yonder,
在那边点名的时候我必在其中,
when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
突然之间我觉得好像只有他们可以唱这首歌,
all of a sudden I felt like they were the only ones qualified to sing this hymn.
因为他们唱是这么的肯定。
Because they, when they sang with a sense of confidence.
你听起来是这么的自然。
And you felt that it was natural for them to sing.
你绝对不会怀疑说他们不会在其中。你绝对不会怀疑说那一天点名的时候他们会不在其中。
You will never doubt that when the roll is called up yonder, that they won't be there. You will never feel that way.
所以当他们一直唱说在那边点名的时候，我必在其中，我必在其中。
So when they kept singing, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
我突然之间不晓得要怎么唱。
I suddenly realized that I didn't know how to sing.
我到底凭什么跟人家唱这首诗歌？
What do I have? How am I qualified to sing this hymn?
他们是为主经历这么大的患难。
For the Lord, they endured such persecution.
他们的生命是这么的美好。
How good is their life?
所以他们唱的是多么的让人感动。
So how touching were their singing?
但我们到底做了什么事情能够这么来跟他们一起合唱？
But what have we done to qualify us to sing with them.
所以那时候到最后的感觉就是觉得我好像是偷偷摸摸跑进来的。
So at the end, I felt like I was, I was trying to sneak in to be with them.
这一批人都穿着白衣。
That all of these people, they had white robes.
脸都发亮。
Their faces were all shining.
那相对的，我是穿着那么的灰色的衣服。
But in contrast, I was wearing gray.
没有任何生命的光芒。
Without any signs of light.
我怎么能够跟人唱这首诗歌？
How can I sing with them?
所以这首诗歌留给我一个很深的印象。
So this hymn made a deep impression on me.
我到底凭什么这么的肯定我必在其中？
What do I have that I can be so confident in saying that I'll be there?
接着之后我们就离开了这个教会。
After this, we departed from this church.
我们到一个更深的山里面去寻找一个弟兄。
We went deeper into the mountain to find a brother.
我们到了一个算是房子算比较矮的一个地方。
We went to a place where the houses were not as tall.
我记得我们要进去的时候头要低下来。
I remember when we were entering the house, we had to bow our heads.
因为那个门很矮。
Because the door frame was very low.
当然里面光线也不是非常的亮。
And inside, there was not a lot of light.
当我们探头进去的时候，
And when we looked inside,
我看到一个老弟兄坐在那个地方。
I saw an elderly brother sitting there.
拿个拐杖。
He had a cane.
就这样子，好像在那边等他的时间来到。
He was looking down as if he was waiting for his time to arrive.
他可能每天就睡觉起来就坐在那里了。
Every day after he woke up, he would just sit there,
等着主耶稣基督来召他回去了。
Waiting for the coming of the Lord.
那是一个很凄凉的感觉。
This is a very, very sad feeling.
那个时候呢，他家人就在他耳边跟他讲说啊，有客人来了。
And at that time, his family members softly spoke to him, saying, some visitors are here.
那可能是这位老弟兄重听还怎么样，他没有动。
But perhaps.It was because this brother had hearing problems that he did not move.
那他家人就更大声地告诉他。
So his family members spoke even louder to him.
说约翰长老来了。
Saying, the visitors are here to see you.
说约翰长老来了。
Elder John is here.
那这个老先生吓了一跳。
So this elderly brother, he became, he was surprised.
我就看他从椅子上跳上来。
I saw him jump up from his seat,
好像被电到一样,
as if he was struck by lightning.
整个拐杖丢下去了,
that he threw down his cane,
几乎是这样冲着过来,
and he ran forward.
但是脚步不是很稳,
however, his steps were not very stable.
张开双手,
he opened wide his hands.
当然我父亲也赶快去抱着他。
Of course, my father went over to help him.
那时候才发现到说这个弟兄已经眼睛瞎了。
And then at that time, I realized that this brother was blind.
他应该是看不见的。
He appeared not to be able to see.
但是我在那边看着他们。
But I was looking at him.
这好像是一个教会的历史。
It was like the history of the church.
虽然都没有什么言语。
Even though there were no words.
但是会让你看到很多的事情。
Yet it allowed you to see many things.
其实这是以前我父亲的同工。
In fact, he was...once a co-worker of my father.
我们要知道说，当时在山地传福音非常的艰难。
We must understand that at the time, to preach in the mountains was very difficult.
因为是被禁止的。
Because they were forbidden to do so.
所以都要偷偷摸摸的进去。
So they had to sneak in and
preach. 而且要翻山越岭啊。要走过很多的河，走过很多的山。
And they had to go through many mountains and many rivers.
这路程非常的艰难。
The way was very difficult.
所以我们都听过当时呢，有人这些山地的统领呢，有时候会建议说，背着我们这些平地区的传道人。
So some of the Aboriginal brothers and sisters, some of the Aboriginal brothers may recommend to us that they carry us while they're walking on their way.
我最近到刚果去工作，非洲的刚果。
Recently, I went to Congo in Africa.
因为我身体不是非常的好。
And because my health was not very good.
所以有些山路走起来很辛苦啊。
So while I was doing some work, I was suffering a lot.
有一次洗礼完之后，从山脚要走到山腰啊。
There was one time when after the baptism, we had to walk up a mountain.
哦，再走不上去。
I could not do so.
我就走五步停下来休息五分钟啊。
I would walk for five steps, rest for 5 minutes.
那些非洲弟兄姐妹就跟着我慢慢的走。
And the brothers and sisters, the African brothers and sisters, they would walk slowly with me.
到最后，一个同工告诉我说：“我来背你好不好？”
And then to the point that one of the coworkers asked me whether he could carry me.
那时候让我想很多的故事。
And that, at that moment, I thought of many stories.
但我跟他讲说不用了。
I said, "There's no need."
我跟他说我慢慢走就好了。
I'll just walk very slowly.
但慢慢走，慢慢走，想了很多的故事。
But as I walked slowly, I thought about many stories.
其实许多的路曾经非常的艰难。
That in fact, there were many paths that were once very difficult.
在艰难的路途当中，养成同工之间的感情。
However, during those difficult times, the emotional bond between coworkers.
因为他们同受苦难。
Because they suffered together.
他们同一个目标。
And because they had the same goal,
要将福音传遍山地
to preach the gospel throughout all of the mountains.
他们日日夜夜在一起
day and night they spent together.
走过许多的危险的道路
and walked together through dangerous paths.
一起逃跑
and they escaped together.
一起前进
they went forward together.
所以感情非常的深
so their emotions were very deep.
虽然已经过了很多年了。
Even though that was after many years,
应该过了三四十年了。
Perhaps more than 30 or 40 years.
但是感情还是这么的深。
However, their emotions, their bond was still that strong.
所以我看着他们两位老人家，我看说这个感情应该今天是没有了。
So when I looked at these two elders, I thought that
这种的同工之间的感情现在找不到了。
This kind of bond.Probably no longer exists.
我们今天同工只要不要互相排斥，就感谢神。
Today, if our coworkers do not discriminate against one another, then we would thank the Lord.
所以许多的生命的奖章已经不见了。
So a lot of teachings from life has disappeared.
所留下来的只是响的锣而已，就是打锣一样，乒乒乓乓声音。
What is left are just clanging cymbals.
好像道理讲了很多
，as if the teachings, the sermons were spoken a lot.
但说你感受不到那生命的流动
，but we cannot feel the flow of life.
所以我看着他们这两位老同工
So when I look at these two old coworkers,
感情怎么会这么的深
？That how deep their bond was.
一个已经老了
，one was very old.
一个已经看不见了
，one was blind.
他们没有想到会再相见。
They did not think that they would see each other again.
所以我在想说，让这位老同工能够从椅子里面跳起来的那个力量到底是什么
？So then I thought, what was the strength that allowed this elderly brother to jump up from his seat?
我想是他听见同工的名字。
I believe it was because he heard about he heard the name of his coworker.
这个名字带给他许多的回忆。
This name brought to him many memories.
许多他永远不会后悔的回忆。
Many memories which he will never regret.
虽然非常的辛苦。
Even though they had to suffer a lot.
虽然好像他老年非常的凄惨。
Even though it seemed like his last years were very sad.
可能很多人都已经忘记他是谁了。
And perhaps many people had forgotten who he was.
他就每天起来在那边等候主再来。
And every day he woke up, he simply waited for the second coming of Christ.
但是同工的来到，让他生命再一次的点燃。
When his coworker came back to visit him, it sparked a new light in his life.
他重新看见他的过去。
That he once again saw his past.
他重新知道。他可以进入神的国。
He once again realized that he can enter into the kingdom of God.
这里面都没有言语。
Within all this, there was no spoken words.
但是这是一篇这么美好的讲章。
But this was such a wonderful sermon.
我一生当中听了很多的讲章。
In my life, I have heard of many different sermons.
我也讲了不少的讲章。
I myself spoke of many sermons.
但是许多都随风吹去了。
But many of them have been gone like the wind.
没有留下任何的痕迹。
And they do not leave any traces.
只不过是浪费了许多人的许多宝贵的时间。
Perhaps they wasted many people's precious time.
但他们这个讲章没有声音。
However, this sermon that was before me, there were no sounds.
却印在我的脑海里面这么的深刻。
Yet in my mind, there was such a deep, strong imprint.
那么多的故事。
So many stories.
怎么讲都讲不完。
That no matter how long I spoke about them, I would never finish.
你只要轻轻地去触及它。
As long as you try to think about them,
你都会非常的感动。
You will be very touched.
所以我那时候告诉自己。
So at that time, I said to myself,
我那时候还是个学生。
I was still a student.
我说主啊。
I said, Lord,
如果我将来爱你不能胜过他们。
If in the future, I cannot love you more than they love you,
那我想呢，我情愿我讲不出话来。
Then I hope that I rather not be able to speak.
因为我想起以利亚逃命的时候。
Because I thought about when Elijah escaped.
他逃命逃到最后，他怎么说呢
？At the end of his escape, what did he say?
他自己走了一天的旷野的道路。
He walked in the wilderness for one day.
自己一个人走一条道路，旷野的路。
He himself walked in the wilderness for one day.
这是一条很孤单的道路。
That was a very lonely path in the wilderness.
当然他想到很多他以前所做过的工作。
Of course, he thought about many works which he'd done in the past.
但是这个时候他告诉神。
However, at this time, he said to God.
他说罢了。
He said, let it be.
他说 enough.
Enough. 罢了。
求你将我的性命取去吧。
Please take away my life.
因为我胜不了我的列祖。
Because I cannot overcome this.
我胜不过我的列祖。
I cannot overcome my enemies.
我的列祖，我的祖先啊，我没有办法比我的祖先更好。
I cannot be better than my ancestors.
所以他求神呢，将他的生命拿掉。
So he asked the Lord to take away his life.
当我们在嘲笑他没有信心的时候
，When we are mocking him, saying that he did not have faith.
我们有没有想过，我们到底凭什么嘲笑他
？Have we ever thought to ourselves, what do we have that we can?Criticize him in this way.
他是一个这么在神面前这么光亮的人。
In the sight of God, he was a very important person.
我胜不了的列祖。
Yet he said, "I cannot be better than my ancestors."
所以你将我的生命拿掉吧。
Therefore, take away my life.
因为我已经不配再做你的工人了。
Because I am no longer worthy to be your worker.
我的存在已经没有什么意义了。
My existence no longer has a meaning.
这样的心情我们今天已经没有了。
This kind of feeling, this kind of thought, we no longer carry with us today.
我们今天只是回忆以前是多么的美好。
Today, we only think about how wonderful it was in the past.
我们也知道说今天离以前有段距离。
And we also know that today, is far from the past.
但是我们却生活得很好。
Yet we all live very well.
好像什么事情都没有发生一样。
As if nothing happened.
好像这就是神的旨意。
As if this is the will of God.
好像这就是本来应该发生的事情。
As if this is what was supposed to happen.
我们已经没有在那种反省的能力了。
We no longer have the ability to examine ourselves.
已经不再知道这是个羞耻了。
We no longer feel that this is a shame.
我胜不了的列祖。
I cannot be better than my ancestors.
我的存在不再有意义了。
My existence is no longer meaningful.
所以当我看见他们两个抱在一起。
So when I saw them hug each other,
说明了许多的爱
that explained many love.
他们当时爱神的心
the kind of love they had toward God.
他们当时培养出来的这同工的感情
the kind of emotion, the kind of bond they had toward each other.
是这么的感人。
How touching that was.
你不用去听说。
You do not have to hear about them.
你只要看着他们的动作。
You just have to see their emotions.
你就知道说这爱有多深。
You can see how deep their love was.
所以我告诉神。
So I said to God,
如果我没有办法胜过他们爱你。
If I cannot love you more than they love you,
那我宁愿我的舌头贴在我的上膛上，讲不出话来。
Then I'd rather not be able to speak.
我们请看诗篇的137篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 137.
诗篇的137篇。
Psalm 137.
诗篇137篇第五节跟第六节。
Psalm 137 verses 5 to 6.
这说耶路撒冷啊，我若忘记你，请用我的右手忘记技巧。
Verse 5. If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill.
我若不纪念你，若不看耶路撒冷胜过我所最喜乐的，请用我的舌头贴在上膛上。
Verse 6. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not consider Jerusalem my highest joy.
你看这作诗的人他们的表达。
Let's look at how the psalmist presented this.
当然这个时候已经太迟了。
Of course at this time it was too late.
这时候圣殿已经被毁了。
At that time,
圣殿已经被毁了。
The temple had already been destroyed.
他们已经成为被掳之人了。
They had already become captives.
我希望我们不要达到那个地步。
I hope we do not reach this stage.
我们不要达到那个地步才唱这首诗歌。
I hope we do not sing this hymn after we have been captives.
我们应该趁着今天主还存留我们的时候来唱这首诗歌。
We need to take hold of today while God still keeps us that we sing this hymn.
我们要告诉自己。
We must say to ourselves.
耶路撒冷啊，我若忘记你，请愿我忘记我一切的知识的技巧。
If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill.
我忘记了我谋生的能力。
I forget.
让我忘记我谋生的能力。
May I forget?
比如说，我是做生意的，让我不再会做生意的。
May I forget the skills that I have? For example, if I was a businessman, may I forget how to do business?
第六节。
Verse 6.
他说：“我若不看耶路撒冷胜过我所最喜乐的。
If I do not consider Jerusalem my highest joy.”
那请愿呢我的舌头贴在上膛上。
May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth.
请愿我从此讲不出话来。
May I never be able to speak again.
这是一首很感人的诗歌。
This is a very touching psalm.
这是一个很大的决心。
A very strong determination.
他是在神面前唱出来的。
He was singing this before the Lord.
他不是唱给弟兄姐妹听的。
He was not singing to brothers and sisters.
他在神面前表达了一个意愿。
This was his will before the Lord.
主啊，我若不看重你。
Lord, if I do not, if I forget you,
我若忘记了你,
if I do not look at you,
请愿我成为一个乞丐,
may I become crippled.
如果我不能爱你,
if I cannot love you,
胜过我最喜爱的,
more than the one I love most,
请愿我讲不出话来,
may I not be able to speak.
如果我们只是讲道而已,
if we only speak,
如果我们没有这样的心情,
and do not have this kind of feeling,
我想我们讲道产生不了一个力量。
Then our sermon will not have strength.
如果你没有办法爱神的教会胜过你最喜爱的。
If you cannot love the church of the Lord more than the ones that you love the most.
我们怎么能去教导别人爱神？
Then how can you teach others to love God?
所以我当时一个很深的感触。
So at that time I had a very deep feeling.
什么时候我才能够看见这一幕？
When will I be able to see this?
什么时候才能够感受这样的一个情谊？
When will I be able to experience what they were experiencing?
这样一种爱神的心，这样一种同工的爱。
This kind of love toward God, this kind of love between the co-workers.
那接着几年之后，我就成为传道。
A few years after that, I became a preacher.
那时候呢，我父亲跟我上课。
At that time, my father taught me.
他可能都已经忘记 他永远不知道我有这样的一个心情。
He never knew that I had that kind of feeling.
因为他带我是一路看而已，我没有告诉他我所感受的是什么。
Because when he brought me along to visit those churches, he only allowed me to see. We did not discuss what my feelings were when I saw.
他也不晓得，他也没有想到说这一路 所留下的奖章在我内心里面是多么的美。
And he did not realize, he did not know the kind of sermon that this trip left in my heart.
所以当他在跟我上课的时候
，So while he was teaching me in his class,
有一次他突然没有讲他应该讲的课。
There was one time when he did not teach the lesson that he was supposed to teach.
他看着我
，But instead he looked at me.
他告诉我一句话。
He said one thing to me.
他说你将来当传道。
He said in the future when you become a preacher.
你如果只有当师傅的心呢
？If you only have
当导师的心呢
？If you only have the heart of a teacher.
他可能怕我书念太多太骄傲了。
Perhaps he thought that I had studied too much and I was too proud.
这是我以后自己想的了。
Of course, this is what I thought of later on.
我不晓得他在想什么。
I did not know what he really thought.
他只是告诉我说，你如果只想当师傅。
But he said to me, if you only want to be a teacher.
就是只想要教导别人。
If you only want to teach others.
教别人做什么，做这个做那个。
Only want to tell others to do this and do that.
然后表现自己很有学问。
And to show that you are very knowledgeable.
你如果没有一颗父亲的心。
If you do not have the heart of a father.
那我情愿你讲不出话来。
Then I hope that you lose your ability to speak.
我那时候吓了一跳。
At that time, I was very surprised.
所以这让我一个很深的印象。
And it left a very deep impression on me.
如果我们讲道。
If we speak sermons.
若没有一颗父亲的心。
Without the heart of a father.
这个教会你没将它当成一个孩子。
If you do not treat this church as our own child.
没有像在教你孩子一样很用心的教他。
If you do not teach this church like you teach your child,
只想表现你的学问,
but you only want to show your knowledge,
只想指使他, 压制他,
only want to suppress or to teach them,
那这样倒不如讲不出话来。
Then it would be better if you did not know how to speak.
但是等到你有一颗父亲心的时候,
but when you have, when you gain that heart of a father,
你看父亲教导小孩不需要讲章的。
And then you will realize that when a father teaches his child, he does not need a sermon.
没有一个父亲要教导小孩要先写草稿。
No father will tell his kids to take notes when he is speaking.
但他却可以每天每个时刻都可以跟孩子讲很长的话。
Yet every day, every moment, he can spend a lot of time talking to his child.
因为他是用他的生命在讲话。
Because he is speaking through his life.
他是整个生命倾倒给。他的孩子
His entire life is leading his child.
他希望他的孩子能够从他身上感受到一个力量。
He hopes that his child can experience strength through his life.
在失望的时候感受到安慰。
That when he is disappointed, he can be comforted.
在得意的时候感受到一种平静。
When he is strong, he can feel a sense of peace.
这些讲出来都是这么的自然。
This kind of sermon is so natural.
所以我们如果有一颗父亲的心
，So we have a heart of a father.
我想我们的讲道应该会显得非常的容易。
Then I believe our sermons will become easy to us.
而且弟兄姐妹接受的会非常的自然的接受。
And the people who are listening will be able to accept it easily too.
如果你的讲道
，If you're in your sermon，
如果你没有带一颗父亲的心
，If in your sermon you do not have a heart of a father，
你只是想要当师傅
，And you merely want to be a teacher，
那我情愿你讲不出话来。
Then I hope that you lose your ability to speak.
请用你的舌头贴在上膛上。
I hope that your tongue will cling to the roof of your mouth.
这个我的印象也非常的深刻。
This was that left a very deep impression on me too.
但这个让我想了很多的故事。
But it also made me think about many other stories.
我在想说我们这本圣经到底是怎么写成的。
I thought how was this Bible written?
圣经里面的故事我们不断的在听。
We continue to listen to the stories in the Bible.
那他们这些故事到底是怎么去讲出来的？
But how were these stories spoken?
是去想出来的吗？
Were they just thought up?
或是去编来的？
Or were they made up?
他到底是怎么写出来的？
How did they write these stories?
我们来请看希伯来书的第十二章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书的第十二章
Hebrews chapter 12
第十二章我们来请看第二十四节
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 24
这里说耶稣基督他所洒的血这个血呢比亚伯的血所说的更美
Here it says that Jesus' blood was speaks better word than the blood of Abel.
这里谈到耶稣基督跟亚伯，他们是用血来讲话。
Here it says that both Jesus and Abel spoke with their blood.
他们的讲章是用他们的血写成的。
Their sermons were written with their own blood.
是他整个生命的倾倒。
The sermons were led through their lives.
耶稣基督的倾倒的比亚伯还要多。
But Jesus, he was able to lead more than Abel.
所以他讲的道，用他的血所讲的道，胜过亚伯，更美。
So the word, the sermon that he spoke with his blood was more beautiful, better than the blood of Abel.
这也告诉我们说，其实我们的讲章是要用你的生命去将它写出来。
Here it tells us that our sermons must be presented through our lives.
如果你的生命没有这样流动，
if your life does not flow naturally like this,
如果你的生命没有对神一个爱，
if your life does not have a love toward God,
没有对教会一个爱，
does not have a love toward the church,
没有很深的流动。
It does not flow easily.
那你这个篇道理应该是讲不好的。
Then your sermon will be not so good.
如果你有很深的流动，
but however, if there is flow in your life,
就是那被逼迫的那些上帝的统领，简单的说就够了。
For example, those brothers and sisters who were those Aboriginal brothers and sisters who were persecuted,
因为这个生命的冲力很强。
Because the strength of your life.The strength of the flow of their life was very strong.
虽然言语是非常的简单。
So even though their words were simple,
他们不去寻求那种华丽的言语。
Even though they did not search for very complicated words,
他们不去寻求那丰富的知识。
Even though they did not search for those full knowledge,
他们只是简单的将他们的生命讲出来而已。
But instead, they only spoke through their life.
所以会很深入人的心。
That is why.What they spoke entered into the hearts of people,
让人有一种被圣灵充流的一个感觉。
So that people will have a feeling of being,
好像一个大水冲过来。
Being pushed by the flow of the Holy Spirit,
就像以西结所记载的。
Just like what is recorded in Ezekiel,
那从圣殿流出来的水一样。
The water that flowed from the temple,
它越来越强。
It grew stronger and stronger,
强到你整个心都飞上去了。
So strong that your heart will fly up.
你是多么的羡慕他们的爱情。
How much do we envy the kind of love that they had?
你是多么的想要有这样的经历。
How much do we want to have that kind of strength?
所以保罗告诉我们。
That is why Paul tells us.
说你们要效法我，像我效法耶稣基督一样。
You must imitate me just as I imitate Christ.
看我的生命。
To look at my life.
你们就会产生另外一股生命上来。
Then you will experience your own life being lifted.
这股生命会让你们整个生命提升起来。
And this kind of feeling will lift up your entire spirit.
所以保罗说我讲道不是用高言大智。
So Paul says, when I speak, I do not speak with
great
words of wisdom.
他也不用智慧的言语。
I will not use words of wisdom.
他只讲神的能力在他身上有多大。
But Paul spoke.About how great God's power was on in his life.
很难去将它表达出来。
Today it is difficult for us to present in this way.
因为在我们生活当中，我们感受不到这股力量。
Because in our lives we do not feel this kind of strength.
所以我们没有办法将它表达的清楚。
Therefore it is hard for us to explain clearly.
我们甚至没有办法去明白别人所受的苦难。
We cannot even understand the sufferings that others experience.
我们将整个事情都看得非常的简单。
We see everything as being very simple.
看到以利亚逃跑。
When we see Elijah escape,
我们就说他没有信心。
We say he did not have faith.
看到彼得否认耶稣三次。
When we saw Peter forsake Jesus
我们就说他不应该这样。
Then we will say he shouldn't have done so.
我们看到约伯的太太叫约伯说你就离弃神吧。
When we see the wife of Job telling Job to just forsake God,
我们就说怎么有这样的女人？
We will say, how can there be such a woman?
我们永远忘记了约伯的太太曾经忍受很大的苦楚。
We have forgotten the kind of suffering that Abel's wife had to endure.
她在一天之内失去四个小孩。
That in one day she lost 10 children.
但她没有离开神。
Yet she did not leave God.
她还是站在那个地方。
She still stood there.
这样的冲击，这样的感人的故事，我们都忘记了。
We have forgotten this kind of touching story.
这最主要是因为我们已经不再有生命了。
And it is because we have no longer this life.
整本圣经对我们来讲只是一个知识而已。
The entire Bible have become to us knowledge.
我们没有生命的经历。
And we no longer have the experiences to
life.
Therefore, we are unable to speak
that great sermon.
So I often say that the more we listen to sermons, the more we feel
没有味道,
the more we lose the taste.
其实神的话是非常的甘甜的。
But in fact, the words of God are very sweet.
但我们讲道也是一样, 就是说, 越讲道最好像是自己在念圣经而已。
But the more that we speak sermons, we also feel the same way. We feel that we are only reading the Bible.
主要是这一节跳到那一节,
to go from this verse to the other verse.
然后念个30分钟, 40分钟, 这样就结束了。
And then reading it for about 30 or 40 minutes, then we can conclude.
所以同时呢, 整个教会失去了生命的动力。
Our entire church loses the movement of life.
这一切都失去了。
All of these is lost.
都因为我们不再知道怎么去写讲章了。
Because we no longer know how to speak sermons.
我们以为说讲章是来自于电脑。
We will think that sermons come from computers.
啊, 今天要谈爱, 我就打电脑, 有谈爱的经节是哪些?
Since today I'm going to talk about love, so I will search on my computer the verses concerning love.
今天要谈自由, 那电脑里面自由的经节是哪些?
Today I will talk about freedom, so in my computer I will search for freedom.
将它拼凑起来, 就认为说这是一篇讲章。
And then I will put it all together, and this will be a sermon.
这样永远不可能是篇讲章。
This kind of sermon cannot be a sermon.
它会随着风吹去。
This kind of sermon will be blown by the wind and it will be gone.
所以当神起初神创造天地, 当神将这个字写下来之后,
therefore, in the beginning, when God created the world, when these words were written,
我们就看到使徒们, 圣徒们, 一个接一个, 接着下去写这个圣经。
We will see that the disciples, the apostles, the saints, that one by one, they wrote this Bible.
所以整本圣经充满着血泪,
the entire Bible is filled with blood and tears.
整本圣经里面也充满了许多的安慰跟喜乐。
And the entire Bible is filled with comfort and joy.
你看他们的生活是这么样的色彩。
We can look at how their lives was.
你看他们的感情是这么的深刻。
How deep their bonds were.
这些都不是故事。
All of these were not stories.
这些都曾经有人这么走过。
All of these were things that they all had to go through.
他们走过的痕迹就成我们的圣经。
And the scars that they carried with them become the Bible that we read.
其实这个笔是一代要传下一代。
But in fact, this pen that they used were passed down generation by generation. Moses to Joshua.
耶稣要传给撒母耳。
Joshua to Samuel.
然后撒母耳传给大卫。
Samuel to David.
传给先知。
David to the prophets.
传给使徒。
To the apostles.
一直一直写下来。
And it was continued passing on to the next generation.
这个讲章还要继续写下去的。
And this sermon must continue to be written.
我们不能让这个生命停顿在使徒时代。
We cannot allow this life to be stopped at the time of the apostles.
我们也不能让这个生命只停顿到我们的长辈。
We cannot let this life be stopped at the generation of our elders.
他们也曾经写下很多可歌可泣的故事。
They once wrote about stories that were very touching as well.
现在这个笔来到我们的手上。
But now this pen is in our hands.
我们到底要怎么去写它?
How will we write?
要用我们的生命去写它。
We must write with our lives.
所以我父亲带我走过这一趟的道路。
So my father took me on this trip.
他没有想到说, 留给我一篇很长的讲章。
He did not realize that it left with me a very long sermon.
我怎么讲都讲不完。
No matter how I speak, I cannot finish it.
我常想起那个弟兄。
When I think about this brother,
脸上都是皱纹的弟兄,
the one that had a lot of wrinkles on his face,
曾经逃命过的弟兄,
the one who once escaped for his
在黑暗当中遇见的天使,
life, the one who saw the angel in the darkness.
他让我看见一个老同工,
he allowed me to see him as a co-worker,
一生的奋斗为主,
that in his entire life he was battling for the Lord,
到最后好像已经被遗忘了,
that at the end it was as if he was forgotten.
但是神没有忘记他,
but God did not forget him.
他的每个脚步,
every step he took
都成为我们的一篇讲章,
becomes a sermon for us.
我希望这个讲章能够继续的下去,
I hope this sermon can continue,
让我们的教会能够重新拾回生命来,
so our church can revive in its spirit.
我们一起来唱诗,
Let us sing hymn
208.
Shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. In cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen one shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there.
As long the boat lasts,
from the dawn to set his sun, his wondrous love and care.
And the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. And the roll,
when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll,
when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll,
when the roll is called up yonder,
when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
我们请起跪下祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.